But not only that, but Moses also ordained 12 men to spy out the land. Look at Deuteronomy 1:20 says, "And I said unto you, ye are come into the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doth give unto us. Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And he came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe, and they turned and went up into the mountain and came unto the valley of Eshcol and searched it out." And what do we see in the New Testament? Jesus Christ ordaining 12 men, okay, to be the apostles, to be that catalyst right there. Which is very interesting because these men in Deuteronomy were sent out to spy out the land. And you see there, he said, look, search out the land, bring us word again of what way we must go up and into what cities we shall come. Well, we see the 12 apostles doing the same exact thing. They're going out into the highways and hedges, seeing who's open to the gospel, who is not. They're dusting off their feet in certain cities, so on and so forth. But we see that those 12 men were from 12 tribes, just as the 12 disciples will be ruling over the 12 tribes in the millennial reign. Very interesting.